What? Let's see. What do you call a young hog?
It's called a shoat.
Okay. What age is a shoat? Is that a little bitty one or a medium size? Or what?
I'd say it's a baby.
Okay. And what do you call those stiff hairs, you know, on a hog's back?
Bristles.
Okay. And those big teeth that they have sometimes?
Tusk.
Okay. And do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Wild boar.
Okay. And if you had a bull that you didn't want to be used for breeding, what would you have to have done to him?
Now, I guess it's castrating him.
Okay. Do you ever hear it called anything else?
No, I haven't, because I never dealt in that kind of
okay.
Word.
What would you call a noise made by a calf when it's being weaned? You have a name for that noise?
Beller, wouldn't it? Beller.
Okay. And a gentle noise made by a cow at feeding time?
Moo.
Okay. Anything else you might say besides?
I believe a calf, they call it blading.
Okay. And a little gentle noise that a horse makes?
Nicker.
Okay. If you've got some horses and mules and cows and everything, and if they're getting hungry, you say, well, I got to go out and feed the
livestock.
Okay. And if you had hens and turkeys and geese and all that, you'd say, I got to go out and feed the
fowls, I guess you'd call it.
Okay. A hen on a nest of eggs, you'd call a
sitting hen.
Okay. It's a bit hot in here. Are you hot?
Well, it's not very cool.
Suppose we could open the door.
Well, turn the stove down. I don't know how you turn one up down. But I don't use that kind of material. You know anything about one of them stoves?
I'm fixing to find out.
Well, I don't use them. Now it sounds like you cut it down, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
We could go along without any heat for a while.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't like a room too hot, I can't.
I know, I'll go to sleep.
Well, it does my senses.
Yeah, me too.
Because I don't smoke cigarettes or nothing like that, and any kind of a artificial thing.
But it's still too hot. We
don't
know.
But it'll cool down, I imagine. It's pretty cold out there.
Yeah, it is. It's damp.
Yeah. We'll notice it in a minute.
Okay, good. I hope so. I hope you're right.
Well, you're sitting over there close to it, and I don't have on a...
Yeah, I've got on it. This turtleneck is real heavy.
That's the finest thing in the world for winter's turtleneck.
Oh, yeah.
I've been looking for one. I can't find it.
They're hard to find for men.
Yeah.
They're hard to find
in big sizes. You can find them over... awful colors. I don't want a solid color. I like solid colors.
Yeah, you can find them in orange and pink.
Well, I mean that old mottled gray, you know. I don't like that.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
like gray at all.
No, I don't either. When you eat, like, fried chicken, usually, what do you call it, part where the kids will take it, you
Bully
know?
Bone. I knew what she was going to say. That is my favorite piece of chicken.
Mine too. What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you can eat, like the liver and the heart, the gizzard and all that stuff? What do you call that?
Should be chicken, I guess.
Okay. And what do you call the inside part of a pig or a calf that you can eat?
The inside part?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Okay.
We eat the whole thing. I don't know if it's the outside or the inside.
Okay. What do you call it? The part of a hog that you can stuff sausage in?
The part of a hog?
Yeah. Do you ever watch them?
Oh, we used to raise them, but you mean it goes in to make sausage?
Uh-huh.
We put ham, shoulder, and middling, and that